So, Liam, you're obviously in Greyhounds a long time. You're seeing racing on both sides of the water. You're trading in England a lot. You're based in Ireland. Looking at the ground industry, how do you see it? And would you have any views on where we should be going or something we're not doing well at the moment?
I'd have to say, if like deep down, obviously, speaking to a lot of the guys in England, and it's a real bit of a problem with the rehoming. But personally, I see that changing because I know in Ireland the breeding is back at the minute, and I can see dogs getting quite scarce, and I can see the marketplace in trouble for dogs down the road. So, when things are going scarce, the products get dearer. So it may not happen for another year or two, but I can see this industry coming good. I think there's, probably the guys in Ireland, the older people with all the paperwork and stuff like that, I think a lot of them people might have left the industry, which is unfortunate. But I'm hoping that their families and I think will pick up the pieces again. And I also see syndication. I see particular sweepstakes right throughout the country. Value-wise and money-wise, it has gone up, I think, around the place. And when you go to the tracks, I think I see a nice blend of younger people coming into the game again and the entertainment. And I suppose if you were in Chaucer and witnessed the atmosphere there, or go to Shelburne on most Saturday nights, Cork, Tralee, I even see my local track there. The numbers are on the way up. Okay, not every night. Don't. I'm not going to put a great face on it, but not every night. But I think people have a want to go someplace and entertainment, and the channel in England might have gone off, and I think that has brought people back to Chaucer, and I think rightly so. And if anybody made a mistake down through the last 10 years, we saw pictures for to certain industries that I don't know if we as a group got properly paid for, and maybe there's something in that that we need to get proper money for our product if we're going to be selling it to bookmakers or whatever the case may be. And I think there's an income there, but I actually see this thing on an upward curve at the moment. You can put this down there if you want, but anyway, I was coming down and I got a phone call, and this was a chap from Donegal. I wouldn't know him from that. He didn't know me, but he said, "You sell dogs?" I said, "I do, yeah." And what age? I said, "All kind of ages." And he went on to explain anyway, Fly, that he was in the building trade and he was the group of lads and they were looking to buy a dog. And I said, "Have you ever had a dog before?" He said, "No." And I says, "Why are you getting all the interest all of a sudden?" He says, "Because I saw you on television the other night winning the Derby."
Really? Oh, that's
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, so I said, "Brilliant." And I said, "You know nothing about the..." "No," he said. I said, "Joining about the price of dog?" "No," he said. I said, "Go talk to someone near it yourself." I said, "Above or Lifford or someone, and then come back to me if you're interested in the dog." I said, but he's no, he says, "I'm dead keen." I said, "Well, if you are," I said, "educate yourself first of all, and you can come to me and we'll educate you as much as we can then,
Oh, that's great. That's great. Surprising.
Yeah.
Ian, that's even with the fairly average coverage as it was, and yet there was still someone managed to track it down and find it.
Well, there you are. There you are. I thought for someone, having a laugh for a while, but no. He was dead serious. But listen, I know you'll get them calls from time to time when there's a little bit of promotion going on at times. But he seemed to be genuine, so we'll see if he comes back. We'll see. But I think the fact that a syndicate dog won this English Derby, coming from our place, and that anyone can walk into the yard, which is important every now and then, that some of them
Yes.
dogs escape and get out and do that for syndicates. I think that was a brilliant result.